This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will there be a trucker's blockade here in the U.S. like there is in Canada? Homeland Security is warning that a similar protest could begin in Southern California maybe this weekend, and it could disrupt traffic around the Super Bowl. The AP's Mike Hempen with the latest.
The Biden administration is urging Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to use federal powers to end the truck blockade by Canadians protesting the country's COVID-19 restrictions. The Freedom Convoy blocked the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit for a fourth straight day on Thursday, disrupting the flow of auto parts and other products between the two countries. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkin says the city will seek a court injunction to end the occupation.
The U.S. is seeing what it calls troubling signs in the Ukraine crisis. Secretary of State Tony Blinken saying this morning more Russian troops are arriving at Ukraine's border. President Biden's repeating his warning to Americans in Ukraine to get out, though Russia denies it's planning to invade Ukraine. The AP's Jackie Quinn on what the president is saying.
He was asked by Lester Holt on NBC News if there was a scenario in which U.S. forces might be sent in to rescue stranded Americans.
There's not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russians start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
But the president says he believes Russia's leader is smart enough not to do anything that would negatively impact American citizens.
President Biden may be narrowing his list of candidates for the Supreme Court. He says he's looking at about four people. He has said he'll nominate a black woman. Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva's right to compete in the women's event at the Beijing Olympics will be decided at an urgent hearing. She failed a doping test in December. This is AP News. Two Senate Democrats say the CIA has a secret program that collects data on Americans.
In a letter sent to top intelligence officials in April 2021, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico wrote that the program operated, quote, outside the statutory framework that Congress and the public believe govern this collection. Large parts of the letter, declassified and released by the CIA Thursday, were blacked out. The CIA and National Security Agency are generally barred from investigating Americans or U.S. businesses, but the agencies, during collection of foreign communications, often grab messages and data from U.S. citizens, despite previous civil liberties violations. According to the letter, the CIA's bulk collection program operates outside federal law, under the authority of an executive order first signed by President Ronald Reagan in 1981. Tim McGuire, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.